Okay. Let's see Taisus. In Taimar, Mishkachas Latzara Litzara Lenubayo. So this you have to remember, we learned that it says Vinitma three times. And we learned from there Echad Labal, Echad Labayal, Echad Latruma. We learn out that there's an Issa to the Baal, there's Issa to the Baal. That if a woman is Mizana, Tachas Baila, and Eishes Ish is Mizana, she's married to Ruvain, and she's Mizana with Shimon, she's also to Ruvain, that's the regular din of a of a Saita. From the extra pasuk Vinitma, Vinitma, we learn out. The lashon of the Gemara is kishem shasura labal kach asura labayil. That just like if an eish esish is mezana, she's also to a husband. So too, if eish esish is mezana, she's also to the bayil. So the husband's going to give her a get. We'll have to give her a get. If he gives her the get, she can't go marry the bayil because of this iser that she's also to both. So frek taisvis. In the case of Bayil, you could have Tzara Sara. How could you have Tzara Sara? So Tosis explains, Shenisis la'achiv la'isha acheres. She didn't go marry the Bayil. She's not allowed to marry the Bayil. She married the Bayil's brother. And there's a Tzara. Umeis b'lay banim. And the Bayil's brother died without children. The Piteres Tzarasim and Abayil. So the Bayil can't marry not her, not the Tzara. The Lim Bayil Namituva. Ba, k'may l'yimbao. This is lachim asheni below yisha acheres umeis shem shi petura katzar asa petura. So Taisa says that you have a simple case of by a boil of tzara sara. He has two brothers. One brother married this woman and died b'libanim. That brother's tzara married the other brother and died b'libanim. So that the second brother who married the tzara has a tzara sara. So Taisa's kasha is that by boil you have a case of tzara sara. So why does it say in the Mishnah the case of Saita for a case of Bayil, which would be a case of Tzara Sara? That's Taisa's Kasha. I think it's a simple enough Kasha. V'yesh Laina. So Taisa says two Terutzim. His first Terutz is the Kivan de Lagabi Baal, like Mishkacha Tzara Sara, Ein Lanu Lahachmi Betumah de Gabi Bayil, Yesem Betumah de Gabi Baal. Taisa here says a Chiddush Gadol, that the Isser of the Bayil can't be more than the Isra of the Baal. And assuming that by the Baal there's no Isra Tzara Tzara, because by Baal and Mishkachas La Tzara Tzara, the Baal can't be more chamer than the Baal. The Isra is this on the husband, is this on the Baal. The Isra on the Baal is only Isra Tzara, so this on the Baal is also only an Isra Tzara, and there's no Isra of Tzara Tzara by the Baal. As I state on Taisus. So the Karavaira asks, Rabbi Chanan also in the Kavitz Ares, Simi Yud Beis Aizvav, also asks that it's not true. By the Baal, in Lundis, there is a Yisr of Tzara Tzara on the Baal. Just like Mishkachasla. By Baal, it says Tumma, which means it has the same deen in Karavaira. Which means in Lamdis it has an Issa Tzara Tzara. There's no Hechatimtza. It'll never happen. Because you can't come up with a case. But just because he can't come up with a case by Baal, is that a reason to say that by the Baal there's no Issa Tzara Tzara? Just because I can't come up with a case by Baal? The Baal is the same thing as the Baal. So it should be that indeed Tzara Tzara is also. Should be no difference between them. So that Taisus Teretz seems to be missing in the Havana. Why should it be that the Tzara Tzara can't have an Isser that's not the kid? That why should it be that the Baal can't have an Isser that's not by the Baal? If by the Baal, it's just missing the Mitzvahs. This is the difficulty with Taisus, and it's a Shverakash. It's no question. It's a problem. Taisus brings a second Teretz, but we're going to try as best we can to justify the Chiddush of Taisus. And in order to do so, I'd like to learn with you Mishnah LeMelech. Mishnah Melech is in Hilchis Saita. Perik Beis, Halachi Yud Beis. For those of you who tried to learn it inside, my apologies. I should maybe have narrowed it down. It's a gigantic piece in the Mishnah Melech. Also not such an easy one to read. But the Mishnah Melech basically discusses the Issa Bayil as an extension of the Issa Baal. What he says is the following. There's an Issa to the Baal, and there's an Issa to the Bayil. They're not independent. They're not separate Issurim. The Gemara's Lashon is Kishem she'asura labaal, kach asura labayil. The Gemara's language, Kishem she'asura labaal, kach asura labayil, implies that the Isser Bayil is somehow a Tetzah from the Isser to the Baal. That the primary parasha of Saita, everybody knows, is the husband. That's the husband who gives a kina and stira and takes it to drink. The Bayil is a result or an outgrowth of the Issa Baal. Mishnah Melech clears the following shayla. We know that if an Eishes Ish is Mizana Birotzen Tachas Baila, she's also to her husband, and she's also to the Bayil. What would be the din? If an Eishes Ish, not Eishes Kain, but a regular Eishes Yisrael, is Nenas Tachas Baila, someone is Ma'anis her. A man comes, she's married to Reuven, Shimon is Ma'anis this woman, Tachas Baila. Is she also to her husband?
No.
No. Because he's Yisrael. What happens if later on the husband dies, and she wants to marry the Bayil? Is she Osir to the Bayil who was Mizana with her when she was an Eishes Ish? Does she become Osir to the Bayil? In Svara, what would a person say? Look, if he's Mizana with her Beratzen Tachas Bayla, he's never allowed to marry her again. So he's ma'anis her, that's a worse affair. What's worse? Being ma'anis a woman, an eishes ish, or beratzen? If he's ma'anis her, it shouldn't be more cool, I think. So if he's ma'anis her, zechi should never be allowed to marry her. The Issa Bayil should apply. That's what we would say in Svara. Svara would dictate that if someone's mizana or an eishes ish, beratzen, he's never allowed to marry her. If he's Mizana and she's an Aynis, but he's still a Ratzin. He's still doing a Baratzin. So also he should be Asata forever. If you would learn that Issa Baal and Issa Bayil are two independent Isurim, it would be that way. Well, Takigavim, there's such a thing in Issa Bayil. If you're Mizana with an Eishes Ish, you're Asata ever marry her. My nafkamina, if she's a rotzen, she's an einus. If the man is a rotzen, if he's doing it deliberately, so what's the difference what she is? It should be yisa either way. Zok the Mishnah Melech Achidish. The iser on the Bayil is only when he asks this woman on her husband. K'shem shasura labal, kach asura labayil. If he asks her on the Baal, then the Bayil also has an Issa. If he doesn't ask her, he's Ma'anisar. Zokta Mishnah Melech, then there's no Issa on the Bayil. Then there's no Issa on the Bayil to marry her later. If her husband dies later, he wants to marry her. The Bayil is allowed to marry her. What? It would be enough to use Eishes Kain. Eishes Kain does ask her on the Baal, so she would be Asa. The Kiddush, no?
Same
equal Avla. Truth is, it's equal Avla, Ratzin Rainer still. If she's
well,
nice, Ratzin.
Well, what's the Avla? The Avla's him being Manus, or the Avla's him answering her on husband?
What does it sound like? Sounds like that's the Kiddush of Mishnah Melech. The Avla is the Maisa Bia. If she'd be a Ratzin, he'd be an Ainus.
Same Avla.
if he'd be an Einus and she'd be a Ratzin, she'd be also a Bailo, but he wouldn't be also. He didn't do anything wrong. It means that the punishment of the Baal is dependent on the punishment of the Baal. That's what it sounds like.
Is there a difference sometimes? We don't want her to get a get and no matter the Baal.
You're saying Svaras and Dairaises.
Yeah, we said it.
We attacked the Seder. We're not going to pass the halachas based on it.
Not a punishment of the Baal.
What?
It's not a punishment of the Baal.
That what?
That she's also her husband. It's not a punishment of the Baal. It's a punishment to her.
Therefore.
It's not.
So therefore, it's not mistaber to make this chiluk.
The whole.
All right. So if he's saying it is mistaber. You should have. Not an issue. It's going to be. It's not dark. No, I mean, what's it going to be? There's no. Because she's an issue, there's no stilish. Later, when she gets becomes an almana, it will kick in.
Maybe.
So if they're both Einus, then there's no Einus.
Let's say she's an Einus Kain.
What would be if they're both Einus and she's an Einus Kain? That's a good question. If they're both Einus and she's an Einus Kain, it's going to be an Issa on the Baal. I don't know. I doubt it, because it's enough dischidish, but I don't know.
Baal has to be awesome.
Yeah. All right, so the Mishnah Melech says this chiddush, and he brings a raya. A chiddush like this needs a raya. He brings a raya from Ksubas Daf Tes, the bottom of the Amud on Daf Tes. It talks about David and Bathsheba. David, according to the pasuk, the words in the pasuk, was Nizana. The words say that he was Baal and Eshes Ish, and later he married her. So the Gemara asks, what are you going to do with Maisa Shahaya? The Gemara didn't want to speak out about David and Melech such a lashon. The Gemara says, Maisa Shahaya. What are you going to do with Maisa Shahaya? What are you going to do with David and Bathsheba? I thought there's an Isra on the Baal. So most people remember the Gemara's Maskana, which is that Kol Ayitzel Mechemes Beis David get Krisus Kaisav Lishtai. The Gemara at the end says that Bathsheba wasn't Eishes Ish. So when her husband Uriah went to Mechama, he wrote a get before him. That's the end of the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara says at first. First, before the Gemara knows that Uriah gave a get, the Gemara thinks Bathsheba is Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says, Umaisa Shahaya. How could David marry Bathsheba? Anusa Shani. Bathsheba was a Ketana. Peter Ketana Ayesu. So it was Mizana with a Ketana always has a din of a Tzibur. So the Gemara says, Ayesu Shani. That since Bathsheba was an Einus, David is, who the Gemara at this point is calling the Baal. So the Gemara is saying David was a Baal of an Eishes Ish. How could he marry her later? So the Gemara says, Anusa Shani, she was an Anusa. So the Mishnah Melech, if she was an Anusa, but he wasn't an Anusa, he did a Peratzen. What do we see from here, says the Mishnah Melech, that if the woman is an Anusa, and the Baal is a Ratzon, that he doesn't become Asa to her. So we see the Chiddush Atzum, that Kishem Shasura Le Baal, Asura Le Baal, is man that she's Asa to the Baal, is an Issa to the Baal. When there's no Issa to the Baal, then there's no Issa to the Baal. This is the Chiddush Gadol of the Mishnah Melech. Now if you think this is a Chiddush, he extends it. Listen to this case. You have an Eishes Ish who's Mizana Beratzon, but she does it twice with two different men. She's married to Reuven. She's Mizana with Shimon Beratzon. What's a din? She's Asa to her husband. She's Asa to Shimon. Shev Shasur Labar, Asur Labayel. She's Asa to both. Then she goes and she's Mizana with Levi. Beratzen. Is she Asa to Levi? Levi was Mizana Beratzen with Eishes Ish. Is she Asa to Levi? So I would say, Avada, she lost to Levi. His was Arashis Ishbaratzim. So listen to Rishon Melech. He says, 1 minute. If he asks her on her husband, Kishem Shasur Labah, Asur Labayah. This woman, who's married to Reuben, she was first Mizana with Shimon. When she was Mizana with Shimon, she already became Asa to her husband. Then she went, she's Mizana with Levi. Did Levi Asa her on her husband? No, she's Asa to her husband anyway. Shimon Asa'd her on her husband. When Levi was Mizana with her, he didn't create an Isser on the Baal. The Isser on the Baal pre-existed.
He did a
Maisa
that would have.
It's exactly the same Maisa that Shimon did. And yet, the Mishnah Lamelech is Mitzadeh, he calls it a Chekira, but he's knighted that way. That since Levi didn't cause the Isser on the Baal, so therefore there's no Isser on Levi, on the Baal. She's named Shasish. The guy gets Misa. He'll get regular Misa. Be by like Shasish. It's a Chetachas Baila. See here a Chiddush. If she was Mizana already, then the second source, there's no Misa on the Baila. She's wanted to marry the Baila, so she gets a guest from her husband, obviously, but ultimately she can marry the Baila. It is Tachas Baila. It's Tachas Baila. But there's no kashem shasur al-baal, asur al-baal, because this Bia didn't create an Isser on the Baal. It only created Isser on the, potentially on the Baal, but you can't have Isser on the Baal without creating Isser on the Baal. Two Isurim, it's not two Psukim. Maybe you could tell me that if she was Asa anyway else, Rishul Kayin or something, you could tell me it's a new Isser. It's the same Isser. Same exact Isser. Chiddush, the big Chiddush. Now I'll tell you a third. I can tell you each case is a more almost outrageous Chiddush. These two say in the Mishloh Melech. The Rishash in Ksuvah's Daf Tes uses this Mishloh Melech to say a bigger Chiddush. And what the Rishash says, there's a Reb Shimon in Ksubis, in Yudbei, says that Leinit Leomer, you can't say such a thing. All the Paiskim disagree with the Rishash. But listen to what the Rishash says. The Rishash says, based on this Mishnah Melech, if a woman is Mizana Tachas Baila, Shaloi Be'edim, but no witnesses. Mizana Tachas Baila, nobody knows. Hirotzen. Years pass, husband dies, she wants to marry the Baal became a Baal Tshuva, he comes to ask us a Shaila. Am I allowed to marry this woman? I was a Mizana with her when she was an Eishes Ish. So Pashit, we would say, you're a Baal. You asked her on a Baal. Baal never knew about him, you still asked her on a Baal. Shem Shasur Labal, Kachasur Labal. The Rishash wants to say that if somebody is Mizana Shaloi Be'edim, that since there's not going to be an Isser on the Baal B'Payel, it's never going to come to a psak of an Isser on the Baal. So therefore, there's no Isser on the Baal either. Because it'll never come to an Isser on the Baal. There's no Isser on the Baal. He says, V'chein nero li lahayreis. The Rishash usually doesn't write this way. But you see, he writes such a lashon that's how he wants to pass in Halacha L'maaseh. That's what Shver with the Rishash. There was an Isser on the Baal. Just he'll never find out about it. So the Rishash, not only that, the Rishash is Shver from David and Bathsheba itself. Because David and Bathsheba pashtus to win no Eidim. Taisus there says Beferis to win no Eidim. The Gemara still asks, you should be asked. The Gemara says Anus Hashani. So the Rishash is a Pella. He's on that Gemara and he says this Chiddush, which they asked from this Gemara. So we have here three chidushim. Alright, the Rishash maybe is a little too much of a chidush. But the first two steps, the Mishlamelech, he's saying that the Issa Labayil is not an independent Issa. It's a taitsa of a iser on the Baal. He says, not enough to mean it. A shemeres yavam, that's mezana. Let's say you have a shemeres yavam, that's mezana. It's a gemara tzadik beis on mikdeis. What the din is, a shemeres yavam, that's mezana. There's no issa la baal. We don't paskin that there's an issa on anybody, on the baal. Shemeres yavam, that's mezana. There's no issa to the baal. Zokta mishlo melech, therefore, minat Torah, there should be no issa on the Baal. He talks about whether it's a knas or a banan. But vayta, since there's no issa on the Baal, there's no issa on the Baal. Bekitzer, the aside of the Mishnah of Melech is that the issa of Baal is not a separate issa. It's a kashem. Kashem shasur la Baal. Whatever happens to the Baal, kachasur la Baal. It's a taitsa of the issa of Baal. The yisoid of this Mishnah Melech is the yisoid of this Tosis, of Tosis Teretz. I didn't see that the Mishnah Melech Tzechensud this Tosis. Could be he does. It's hard to read every single line. I tried. I don't see that he brings this Tosis, but Tosis Teretz. That ain lanu lahachmir betumah degabi boil yaisim betumah degabi baal is this yisayid. That the tumah of the boil is only an outgrowth of the tumah of baal. Anything that you don't have by the baal, you don't have by the boil. I just a mitzias. That was the Karen Iris Kasha. Just a mitzias, you don't have it. So in the Mishnah Melech's case also it's just a mitzias. She was not a first Mishim and now she was not a lady. Not a din, it's just the fact is she's also anyway. But it doesn't matter. The Issa L'Boyal is an outgrowth of Issa L'Baal. Whatever happens B'Poyal in the Issa L'Baal, happens B'Poyal in the Issa L'Boyal. And therefore, if you don't have it by the Baal, even just because there's no Metzias, so you don't have it by the Baal either.
The Rohan explained the issue of by the Issa Baal compared to the Issa Baal. So you're saying that by the Issa Baal, because there is in the Pasuk, and that gets to the Baal, and we have to make now the learn out to the brothers of the Baal. So that's the case over here. Even if you can tell me learn out the Baal from the Baal, it's only that gets to the Baal. Anything that comes out afterwards, it's not only that from the Baal.
Anything that by the Baal, Sai his Issa, and the outgrowths of his Issa, extend to the Baal. The Baal can't be more than the Baal. Our kasha was that by the Baal just chesaron mitzias. That was our problem. Just chesaron mitzias. So why should we say the same thing on the Baal? That's a different mitzias. But the Mishnah Melech cases are also just because of the mitzias.
How good the Rabbanim was saying that why you can't compare it to the Eishes Kain Shnei and because you can't compare the Baal part.
You can't
compare the outcome of that. But that's already been learned out based on the Baal.
But Baal is dependent on Baal. Baal is a different issue. It's dependent on Baal. That's what this says.
What
does
it have to do with Sarah Sebastian? Once it's us, it becomes an issue. It's that one. It becomes Sarah Sebastian.
Rabbi Chanan is the kasha. So why don't you say that once it happens, it becomes an issue? It's just actually the Makkah Mitzvah. The Rabbi Chanan in 12 Yud Beis is this kasha. Not answering you, but at least the Kashuk. I mentioned to you yesterday that Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe in Tshuva Nuntes, Eben Ezra Aleph, Tshuva Nuntes, has a Shaila, Bava Seinu HaRabim, which is not uncommon, about what? Igros Moshe Eben Ezra, the first Chaluk Eben Ezra, it's Tshuva Nuntes, Nun Dalid. About a woman who was married and got divorced without a proper get. Without a get, the Maaseh Shehaya was the husband sent her a paper and said, if you sign your Hebrew name on the paper, you become divorced. I don't know if that's the conservative divorce or reform divorce, or the husband just made it up. But that's what the husband sent her a paper, said, sign your Hebrew name, you were divorced. So she went on with her life. She got married. The Maaseh Shehaya was that she got married a second time. second husband died, and she got married a third time. She's already holding in a third marriage. And now she became frum, or has children that became frum, whatever the case was. And she wants a get from her first husband. So they went to the first husband, he gave her a proper get. The question is, could she stay married to her current husband? L'chayra, there's a k'shem, shasura labal, asura labayim. L'chayra, there's an issa bayil here. And once he's a bayil, it's awesome. You can't stay married to him. So Rav Moshe's mitzarif, two svaris to be nagel. One, the second one of the tshuva is this Mishal HaMelech. This Mishal HaMelech, because what was the ma'isa? She got this so-called divorce from her first husband without a get. She got married to somebody, and that first person is being boil and ashes ish. That first person asked her on her original husband and on himself. That husband died. She went to a third husband, so-called husband. This third husband now is like a second mizana. Like the Mishal HaMelech case, where an Eishes Ish is mizana twice. But this, she remained an Eishes Ish, she had no get. But she got married to a second husband, he's not married to her, he's a bayil. Now she married to a third husband, he's also a bayil. The question is she a surah labayil on the third husband? So the answer to that is that according to the Mishal HaMelech, she's not asur. According to the Mishal HaMelech, there's no issa. Why? Because there's no issa labayil from this bia. So there's no issa labayil from this bia. You follow? That's what I'm saying. The Mishal HaMelech said in the second case I told you that if an eishes ish was on with two men, the first man asks her on the baal, and the man was asks her on the baal. The second man she's mizana with asks her on nobody, doesn't ask her on the husband, she's also the husband already. So Mimela, there's no issa on the baal. That's the Mishal HaMelech finish.
Second marriage, one day.
If there were kids born around them, I'm saying there's nothing we can do with it. Yeah. Or the first. The second or third, I meant. Yeah. Not from Mavzeris. From Ashishish that has children for someone else. No, it's the Baal Salabayim. Mavzeris is not totally in the Baal Salabayim.
The second marriage, though, would it be a second?
The second marriage, then you would have a problem. In the second marriage, you don't have this heter because Shitaka became Osir to the first husband through this Biyah.
Unless we follow the
Rishash, and there were no Eidim, which it's a Beis Shmuel, not like the Rishash. It's a Yud Aleph, Simchat Gimel is a Beis Shmuel. Rishash, whoever brings the Rishash says it, Kilo is a strange thing.
She had an official marriage from the first husband?
Apparently, it was a Kedushin, yeah. It was a Kedushin the first husband. So, getting back to the story I told you, someone came to me, somebody who's in Kirov. Somewhere, I think in Las Vegas it was, I don't remember, somewhere out in the West. And he had this 60-year-old couple. And he found out she was previously married. He put a lot of kaichis into tracing down the first husband and getting the first husband to give her a get. And now he comes and he says, what am I going to do now? In that case, it was just a second marriage. So she's married to her first husband for a brief period of time. She's married to the second husband. They become Bali Tshuva. And now, so what I would do if I was the Rav is I would call the woman and tell her, listen, you have to answer me the following question honestly. You have to tell me the truth. After you got married to your first husband, before you met your second husband, were you ever mizana with anyone in between? And one second. Were you ever mizana with someone in between? And she's going to be thinking, oh no, I'm not so bad. But I hope she doesn't lie that way. Because it's better for her if she was a mizana with someone else in between. Why? Because if she was a mizana with someone in between, then that mizana is the bayil rishon. He asked her bayil bayil, and then when she got married to this man, it's a second bayil, and you have the Mishal HaMelech's heter. So that would be the way to do it. That would be the way to hopefully find the Mishnah Mahal Seter. Now Yaki's saying that like the Rishash, it's going to come out of Chumrah, she was Mizana in between without Eidim. So the in between is those did Nasser on the Baal. When she got married with an Asadi, I guess, to say that she was. Okay. I don't think we're going to pass that to Rishash anyway, but the. Now, Ramesha has a tziruf. That tziruf we discussed last year in Perek HaZayrik. We had there a case where a man gives a woman a get, and she goes and remarries. And later on, we find out the get was possible. Terrible tragedy. She goes and she remarries, and she's a firm woman. She went to get a get. We find out the get was possible after she remarried. He's going to give a new get. So Pashit is the Issa Labayel. So we had there a Marik. The Marik said that the Issa Saita is Umala by Moal, it says in the Torah. The Issa Saita is that a woman who's Mizanatachas Baila, Umala by Moal, she's being over on her promise to her original husband, Mala by Moal. She's not being faithful to her original husband. Then the whole parasha of Saita kicks in. Because she's Mala by Mala. The Marik says, it doesn't say Omala b'Hashem Mal. It doesn't say that it's an Averet Hashem. It says Omala by Mal. She's being unfaithful to him. The Nidain is, if she's not being unfaithful to him, he said to her, this is your get. Go out and marry whoever you want. What does a man say when he gets to get? Hari at muteris l'chol adam. He said to her, Hari at muteris l'chol adam. So she went and she got married. According to the Marik, there's no iser on of Balam Bayal. The parish of Saita doesn't kick in. Because the parish of Saita kicks in, mala by mal, if she's being unfaithful to him. But if he told her this is a get, then it's okay. Now, we're not going to paskel like this Marik by itself. We're not going to paskel like the Mishnah Melech by itself. But Moshe, this truly says, when you have both the Marik and the Mishnah Melech together, you have the heter of the Marik, because the man gave her a paper and said, if you sign your Hebrew name, you're divorced. She didn't know better. She assumed that it's so. It wasn't Mala by Mal. And also, you have the Mishnah Melech, the two together, from what she says, in that case, Yesh Al Malas, the person could be married. So, Akoponim, the site of the Mishnah Melech is that the Issa Baal is an outgrowth of the Issa Baal. One is totally in the other. There's no Issa Baal, there's no Issa Baal. Baal can't be more Chama than the Baal. Even if the only reason is not a halacha reason, just because a fact, just circumstances. He's Mizana with a regular, just she already was Mizana earlier. Circumstances make, there's no issa on the Baal. Still, Baal can't be more Chama than Baal. That's the aside which they don't taismis, which the Mishnah Melech takes to a different example, a different case. Not a Sarasara case, but a simple case of Issa Baal. You should know that Taisus has a second teretz. The Vayidai Meri, the Dafka Vetumah Diksiv Gavi Balav Akarayos, and Bavoyal like Siv Lav Elav Nistera of Yivitma. Taisus' second teretz is the Chalik between Baal and Bayil. So what Taisus said in the first teretz is not necessarily true in the second teretz. And I see the Rishash second Suda is a different Mishnah Lamelach on that as well. So it's not for now, but then Daf Yir Aleph probably we're going to come back to the Taisus. So let's see a little piece of the next Gemara and tell you where we're headed on Sunday. The next half in Amid is one long string of Gezeres HaKasuvs, Menani Mili. In the Gemara, we're up to the seventh, eighth line, Menani Mili. How do you know? How do you know what? How do you know the Mishnah? This piece of Gemara I spoke out on day one of the Zman. I asked you, how do you know the chidushim of the Mishnah? So Gemara brings the Torah Rabbanu. Isha el achaisa leisikach litzor legaris avasa aleha bechayeha, aleha matamid laime, aleha is extra, Vishnema Yavama Yavai Aleha. There are cases of Yibum, it says Aleha by Yibum. Shemeani Yatul Bach Makalaisha Bitaira Akasa Medaber. I would think it could be Niyabim, the 15 Arayas. Nemakan Aleha, Nemakan Aleha, Malan Makamitza, Kamba Makamitza. So here by Isha Lachaisa, by Chais Isha, it says Aleha. That's only one of the 15. But at least one of these 15, I know there's no Yibum by this Erev. Amar Rachman Aloy Sikach. So I know by a wife's sister, by that one erva, I know. Ein li elahit tzarasa minayim. That's good har. How do you know hatzara? Tavaloy olitzar. Ein li el tzarasa tzarasa minayim. Tavaloy olitzar avaloy latzar. Next to reish, aloy latzar. Ein li elachaisisha. This pasuk is only one of the 15 arayas. Shar arayas minayim. How do I know the other 14? Amit ma'achis yishim yuched the shi'erva v'chayav not ben akas yigas chatas asur liyabein. Of course shi'erva chayav not ben akas yigas chatas asur liyabein. In the alahein tzuras aminayin. Amit ma'achis yishim yuched shi'erva v'chayav not ben akas yigas chatas asur liyabein tzuras asura. Kol shi'erva chayav not ben akas yigas chatas asur liyabein tzuras asura. V'kan amru chachamim chamisha asur yidosh v'payis v'sem tzor v'sem v'nachlis v'nim yidosh. That's so far. So what do we learn here in this half an amit? Xeris hakosis for the Mishnah. Not one new halacha in this Gemara. All we know is that we need psukim. We need one pasuk that you're not miyabim in erva. We need one pasuk that the tzara is off the hook. We need a third pasuk that a tzara is off the hook. That's this piece of Gemara. It's on this Gemara that Rabbi Kiva Eger asks his famous kasha, which we mentioned briefly on Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, if you tell someone the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yavamis, it's this Rabbi Kiva Eger. He asks on the words Tzaras Tzarasa Minayim. How do you know Tzaras Tzara? You have a pasuk for her, you have a pasuk for the Tzara. How do you know Tzaras Tzara? Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, why do I need Tzaras Tzara? The first Tzara is a sister-in-law, is a Eishes Achiv. The first Tzara is Eisha Sachiv Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah. Once you pass to the first Tzara, she's a sister-in-law Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah. So all I need is a pasuk for one Tzara. And I already know Tzara's Tzara. Because the Tzara of the Tzara is herself the Tzara of a Erva. The first Tzara is the sister-in-law. So already she should pass, even if Litzra, one Litzra, should be enough to pass. This is Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. For Sunday, we're going to try to get into the Terutzim. On Tosfos, we spoke it out on Tosfos Dibur HaMaskel Ad Sof HaOlam, I believe. And look there, what we spoke out there, and hopefully we'll build on that on Sunday.